As the list of Democrats running for president now tops more than 20, candidates again hit early primary states this weekend. Lisa Desjardins will get the take from our Politics Monday duo in a moment. But first, Yamiche Alcindor brings us up to speed on the latest from the campaign trail.
In South Carolina, chants of "We Want Joe." This weekend, former Vice President Joe Biden made his first campaign stop in the state. In Columbia, he set out to directly appeal to black voters. He denounced the, quote, legacy of systemic racism and referenced his former boss, President Barack Obama.
As Barack says, you know, when two equally qualified people, one Jamal and one John, they both apply for a job and John gets the job. That's the reality in America.
In the early voting state of South Carolina, unlike Iowa and New Hampshire, the majority of Democratic primary voters are black. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg also rallied in South Carolina over the weekend. Sunday at a high school, he spoke to a crowd in North Charleston. He later acknowledged that he needs better outreach to black voters. The mayor has made faith a cornerstone of his campaign. Earlier on Sunday in Georgia, he attended former President Jimmy Carter's Sunday school. In Iowa, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders crisscrossed the state in a series of rallies. He pushed back on Vice President Biden, once saying Biden has the most progressive record in the race. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Sanders didn't hold back. A host of other candidates also campaigned in Iowa this weekend, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke of Texas. Meanwhile, at an NAACP event in Detroit, Kamala Harris went after President Trump's rhetoric.
Let's speak truth here and today. This president isn't trying to make America great. He's trying to make America hate.
Today, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker released a sweeping gun control agenda with more than two dozen policy proposals. One would require all gun owners to be licensed by the federal government.
In a statement, Booker said, quote, I am sick and tired of hearing thoughts and prayers for the communities that have been shattered by gun violence. It is time for bold action. With more than 20 candidates vying for 20 spots in the first Democratic debates in June, presidential hopefuls are trying to break through to voters. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.